Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Love Dumini by Burna Boy. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
I've got a bit of a cold, but nothing was going to stop me from doing this album review. So, Love Dumini was released today, July 7th, 2022. It has 19 songs, which is 1 hour of runtime, 9 features, and it's some dope ones, as well as multiple producer placements, including J5, The Elements, P2J, Kelpie, FNZ, ATG, Tells, and more, you know. I mean, it is star-studded. For Burna Boy to begin the album with fellow Grammy winners Lady Smith, Black Mambazo from South Africa was very telling for him. He has an interesting relationship with South Africa, or South Africans, especially online for starters, albeit a love-hate relationship, yet he shows that she can rise above all that where music is concerned. He did say that he was not gonna perform in South Africa ever again. I think this was like a couple of years ago, but he's actually performing in South Africa. I think it's tomorrow. And it was like a surprise thing. That's the beauty of music, my friends. I'd class this intro as very melodic and predominantly R&B from the beat. And of course, the famous Imbube blend, thanks to the South African legends, Lady Smith, Black Mambazo. It's beautiful. Interestingly, we didn't hear most of this album beforehand, which is a nice touch from Burna Boy. The only two songs that really landed on our ears were Kilometer, which has been out for a while, and Last, which, oh my God, was introduced to us at that famous Madison Square Garden concert, and people went buck over it. It's already a bigger hit than Kilometer, actually, but I mean, that Toni Braxton sample, bruh, what a song. He did drop a few snippets of other works, including the one with Ed Sheeran recently at a concert, and the video should be out today too. Good song. Burna Boy taps into a plethora of genres as usual and knows how to keep it measured to perfection. I've always felt that dancehall, to be honest, was really close to his heart from the beginning as a musician and probably just as a listener before that. But as his star grew, he definitely saw the advantages in pivoting to the general Afrofusion, and it was a masterstroke, of course. Man is a Grammy-winning artist, please. He likes his bag of music mixed, and he finds comfort right there, and Love Dumini really taps into that love for a mixture of sounds, soundscapes, and genres. The features performed like no other on Love Dumini. One thing I love to hear is a J-Hus verse, and what a way to get back to things. J-Hus has been laying low for a minute, but this is a comeback, a strong comeback. Just listen to his verse, bro. Just listen to his verse. I don't know what it is, but the man is back. Victoni obviously did his thing as usual on, what was the name of that song? Different Size. But the whole song actually blew my mind. First of all, you remember that Squid Game sample on Amapiano by King Vinci that went viral when Squid Game was going crazy? And then Burna Boy actually turning that into a banger, a full song, because it was just the instrumental that King Vinci had created with, you know, the Squid Game sample, and then made this Amapiano niceness. But now, no man, this is bloody brilliant. I didn't expect it, but good God, it's crazy. In my opinion, Ed Sheeran is an honorary African ever since he sang in Twee on that Fuse ODG joint, but also after the mammoth Peru remix with Fireboy DML, He has contributed to another banger in For My Hand with Burna Boy. This one is a hit. I mean, a six in cricket type of hit. In getting J Balvin, Burna Boy also expanded his reach, which will bode well for him whichever way you look at it. Latin America and them will eat this up. So that song, watch out for it as well. And the song Solid with Blast and Kehlani, or if you're South African, Kehlani, is primed for the US market. You can actually tell, like, with each feature, there was a goal. And I'll talk about that a little bit later on. The quality of production on Love Damini is scary good. And I mean that in the most warm, appreciative manner. The soundscapes are absolutely majestic and otherworldly. Sometimes it just seems so easy, like he was just in his element. Listen to how Cloak and Dagger ends, for example. It actually takes you to a different place completely. I was tapping my foot, nodding my head, and my whole body was agreeing with the music. Vocally, I also found Burna Boy's range super impressive. Not that we don't know that, but the way he's doing his thing. And there's also enough subject matter on Love Damini to really grip the depths of many people's emotions. I mean, we already saw what Last did as this kind of like breakup song, and you know, this is the last, like, I'm good after a breakup. How many people feel like that? Everybody has felt like that, you know, crazy. But that's the kind of music and that's the kind of subject matter you're going to get on this album, which really will tap into what a lot of people feel on a day-to-day basis, just in life and their relationships in general. I couldn't help but feel that the maturity to Burna Boy's music over the years has really shifted and shifted up. He has found a balance between the bad boy that he is, I mean, it's in there, we know it, and the more mature, business-minded king that's going for it all, that's, you know, has gotten older in the game and understands how to move, and also understands how to move a certain way to be that guy for Africa, as it were. The difference is there in the journey, you can tell from the start up until right now. The overall perspective is every song on Love Damini has a goal, especially the ones with the features. And the goal is to penetrate many influential markets and sow seeds for the next Grammy or two. If I didn't know better, I'd just say he's going for the Grammy, but yeah, I think he's going for the Grammy again. Thing is, Burna now has a template for this and his moves have proved it. So have the wins. This album is a strategic masterclass in making music with a business mind while giving the fans what they want. The rest of 2022 looks good, and I'll let you find out the rest about Love Damini when you listen to it. I'll rate Love Damini as my first 10 out of 10 album of 2022. Love, MJ.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.